Opening statements begin today in Charlottesville in the defamation trial against Rolling Stone magazine over its now discredited 2014 story about an alleged gang rape at the University of Virginia. Former UVA administrator Nicola Romo wants over $7.5 million from the magazine for its portrayal of her as what she calls the chief villain in the story. Dean Seal is a crime and courts reporter with the Daily Progress. He joins us this morning. Dean, let's take a minute and go back for a history lesson. How did all this begin?
Everything pretty much started up about 2 years ago in November 2014 when Rolling Stone published A Rape on Campus. It was published sort of intended to be an expose of the culture of sexual assault on college campuses. The author of the article was Sabrina Rubin Erdely. She had picked UVA to be sort of the backdrop of this, and the centerpiece of the story was the story of Jackie. Jackie had claimed that in her first year back in 2012, she had been the victim of a pretty brutal gang rape by seven men at a fraternity house. Now, after the article came out, it created sort of a firestorm of controversy here in Charlottesville and on the bigger stage. But a few weeks after it was released, portions of Jackie's story started to fall apart under scrutiny. And then over the next few months, there was an investigation by Charlottesville police that found no evidence of Jackie's claims. A review of Ms. Erdely's journalistic practices by the Columbia Journalism School found that some of her techniques and overall the entire article itself is actually what they dubbed a journalistic failure. And so by April, the magazine had actually retracted the story, and the following month, Ms. Aramo, who was at the time a UVA administrator who was tasked with aiding student survivors of sexual assault, she filed suit against the magazine, the author, and its publisher, simply saying that she had been defamed by some of the claims that Ms. Erdely had made in her article and sort of portrayed her as the chief villain of the entire piece.
I believe she was mentioned over two dozen times, actually, by name in the article, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah, over 30 times.
As they moved forth into this case yesterday, it was the selection of the jury yesterday. What's going to be going on today, and what do you think is going to be happening over the next estimated couple of weeks that this trial is going to be going on?
So yesterday was just jury selection. They had brought in over 100 potential jurors and narrowed it down to 10. So it was a pretty lengthy day in trial for that. Today we're going to finally dive into opening statements. That's where counsel for Ms. Aramo and counsel for Rolling Stone are both going to give the 10-person jury kind of their side of the story, lay out what they're going to be presenting over the next what's looking to be about 11 days. And just kind of give them a feel for what their argument's going to be. And in addition to that, there's obviously a lot of emotion surrounding this case because of the sort of tremendous impact of the article and its retraction. What you're going to see a lot of today is the attorneys sort of narrowing down really what needs to be focused on in this trial, because it's much narrower scope to just talk about what was specifically said about Aramo in this piece, rather than just the total impact that it might have had.
And I understand, Dean, from your reporting in the Daily Progress, that we may hear from Jackie during this whole process.
So that's still sort of up in the air. She has been included as a live witness on the witness list for Ms. Aramo. That said, I've spoken to a few trial attorneys who said that it's just as likely that they're going to show some live deposition video of Jackie rather than her actually showing up in person. So whether we actually see Jackie in court is pretty debatable. I would guess that we will not.
Dean Seal, crime and courts reporter with the Daily Progress. Thank you, Dean. We're going to hear more from him during the course of this trial in Charlottesville. This is Radio IQ. I'm Tab O'Neill.